Okay. If everyone will come to order, this is Wednesday, July the 15th, 2009, regular session of Commissioners Court. Commissioner Ferguson will be out today. He had a little surgery yesterday, and he wanted everyone to know this is the first meeting he had missed in 6 years, he said, so he will be excused. We'll start this morning with a moment of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is public comment, and Ms. Lou Hewitt would like to speak to us.
Okay, I did bring some pictures. Can I come up here?
Yes, ma'am.
In Pritchett, we have been battling trash. People don't throw it in their backyard, they throw it in their front yard, on their porches. And then they leave abandoned animals. Now, how would you like that next one? Would you like it? You would.
No.
Let's pass this down.
Yeah.
And we took those pictures from the road in the front of their houses. Okay, this one is a house on Lemon, just down from my house. And two truckloads of trash had been hauled off when I took these. Turned around, and there were two litter of kittens that hadn't had anything to eat or drink for 4 days. So the Sheriff's Department came out. They're always really good to help me. And I've been feeding the kittens for 4 days. Took two to the vet that was sick. Just before that, we found a dog that had been shot, and it was dark. It was at night. And we had to end up taking the dog to Longview. Cost us $600. And I do not know why we do not have any kind of resources for the people in the country that have to see all this. And so I really think the commissioners need to talk about this and see what we can. I know everybody wants to save money, but I'm a taxpayer. What am I getting service for? I want this kind of service where I can drive down the road, I can have company and not be embarrassed about my road. And this right here is a copy of the nuisance law. This will tell you everything that can be done, and it's very clear.
Are you giving this to me?
I'm giving it to you.
Okay.
And share,
I'll get
it, with, share it with everybody.
I'll give them a copy.
And the kittens are still there. I'm still feeding them. And if I take them to Gregg County, they're going to charge me $50 a cat because we don't have any kind of contract with them. So I'm taking them to Dr. Spencer. He's very nice to help us. And we need to get some kind, if y'all can't afford it, I know we pay high taxes. I think everybody else does too. We don't have trash pickup, we pay for it. We don't have sewer system, we pay for it. And if we can't afford it, then we need to get a grant. That's what Wood County did. They got a $75,000 grant to take care of animals, to get them neutered, and to help out with situations like this. Please help.
Thank you, Ms. Hewitt.
Does somebody clap?
Item two is to consider and take action on approval of payroll changes.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments. And in the budget amendments, we have a request from our extension office to transfer $1,500 more into their travel and education. I provided y'all some information from the auditor that when we consider what was left in their salary line item after Mary Rose left, they had $3,187 left in their department. But the auditor wanted to, before he put that as a budget amendment, he wanted to make sure y'all saw it first and see what y'all thought.
So where's this?
There's Jessica. So you're asking that the $3,187 be moved over?
Correct.
Okay.
And that would be over. And then that would eliminate the $1,500 that I had requested for the travel from June to
September. Education and mileage, travel. It does.
So, where is that original budget at? Do you see it? I know I looked at it somewhere.
You mean this part?
No. We originally had $4,000 for mileage in their budget for this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yes.
And so we're going to be taking it to $7,500. If we do that, or $7,100.
Right.
So it'd be up to you.
Do you see what he was talking about?
Yeah.
Originally, the mileage was 4,000, and education was 1045, and they want to add that to it.
Which sends up to the, what, 7,000, 8,000?
Right.
And what was the amount that you just asked for this next fiscal year? Did you ask for like 6,000?
7,500.
7,500.
That was for the two of you, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Everything that we've asked for is a combination of me and Joe. We didn't want separate accounts or anything.
tell us on this, on the College Station trip here, you've got College Station and you've got the total miles down there. But on August the 3rd and August the 4th, you've got 10 miles there from Gilmer to College Station. I'm just assuming that that's going to be leaving from one location, one spot going to another location. It's for August.
Right. That's going to be traveling from the hotel to the college, and then from the college to the producer's farm. Because we're having to ride our own vehicles to go. So, being another extension agent, where she's riding with me because her travel allotment is a great deal less than ours. So it's just, we're just riding together from the hotel from point to point and back. But it should be, instead of Gilmer to College,
College Station. College Station, right. And that's, you know, the only thing I can look at is like when we go to our meetings in College Station or in Austin, and then we go to other functions in the evening time. We're not allocating money for that travel, are we?
You're getting reimbursed for that.
Not from we've already, we talked about this a year ago.
You did a year ago. You and I discussed that. That taking the mileage from Gilmer to College Station, but you said there's some driving around going down there for the meals.
But we didn't get reimbursed for that. We just got the trip.
The 10 miles isn't for us to go by meals or anything like this. This is strictly from the hotel to the college, and from the college to the other site that we have to be at for the course. This has nothing to do with our food or any other travel that we're going to do, run or anything like that. That is strictly from the hotel to the campus and into the pavilion or the producers.
And that's working now.
And that's
going. And that's going to work. With yeah, what you see up there.
Yeah, it will.
I think it will go.
I just got a concern about how much money is being spent, Jessica. And you and I have already had this talk with. Well, Joey also, I've had a talk with Joey, and I appreciate the job y'all are doing, but it looks like there's some of this stuff that maybe, you know, there's, you know, go clinic on here 4 miles. You know, knowing that you've got your necessary trips to make, like to College Station this time, you know, look at budgeting what you've got to go to as opposed to what you want to go to around here or whatever. I mean,
we went from 3 to 4.
Everything that I've
from
08
to 09.
Mm-hmm. I don't just go out.
When I came in the office, it was, I think it was 7.
Was it?
When
did she start?
She started in January.
How much of that budget was used?
I don't know.
Wasn't any of it used? When you started to work, what portion of that budget was used? Do you know?
Portion of what?
Of that travel expense budget. I apologize for not checking on that myself, but you started to work when?
November 1st is when I started in the county.
You started in the county in November.
Yes, sir.
So no other extension agent had used any of that budget.
No.
So we've went from. We've used up our yearly allotment of fuel mileage in 8 months, 7 months.
Yes. But to my knowledge, that travel budget, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was decreased because there wasn't.
No, no, we actually give $1,000 more in this year's than we did in '09.
That whenever the prior exchanges left, that maybe there was money taken or...
The 08 budget had $3,000 in it, and the 09 budget had $4,000 in it for travel. I will make a motion to approve the budget amendments as prepared by the auditor, with nothing here. That's nothing into the extension agents.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell, is to approve budget amendments without any transfer into the any amendments in the extension office. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye. I'd like to see it, sir, at least go to the College Station trip. Be involved in that anyway. I mean, I think that she's doing a good job. They both are doing a good job. And I think we should allow them to take the trip to College Station. And move the appropriate amount of money in there to, you know, to allow that.
Are you talking about the $1,500?
It won't. Jessica, it wouldn't take $1,500 for you to go to College Station, would it?
No, sir. The $1,500 was from
how many miles?
It's 212.
That's just down there, though, right?
That's just down there, not back.
So actually, we're talking about roughly about 450 miles.
Did you vote, Judge?
No.
Are you?
Maybe. Yes.
Defense of the extension office, at the beginning of the year, they both came on the job new, and they also had to do a lot of training just to get to make their rounds to figure out what's going on in the county. And they probably used up a lot of their mileage at the beginning of the year. And once they understood what their budget process worked, I think they've been probably trying to keep it in hand.
Okay.
And that's why I think a lot of the money they've used up.
Jessica, do you think you could go to A&M for $500?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll vote no. The motion fails. Any other motions?
I make a motion that we accept the budget amendments as written with the addition of $500 to be placed into the county extension agents fund for the trip to College Station.
Transfer $500 from salary to mileage.
Yes, sir.
Can I make another comment?
Yes.
We are already in the hole on their mileage for May expenses by $672. So if we could take that into consideration. When I did the $3,100, that was to pay all their expenses from, get them allowable expenses from June 1st through September 30th. June 1st, they do have some mileage that's still up to be paid for the reimbursed and paid for. My recommendation would be to go ahead and give them $3,100 to allow them to be able to clean their job. It is to help them, because like I said, beginning of the year, they probably used up their funds getting around the county. It's your decision. But,
well, we're probably going to have to meet somewhere in the middle, because right now we've got two and two, and budget amendments aren't going to get approved if we don't have, yeah. But you're saying that there's $600 in the hole already?
Correct.
So we need the six plus the five that we just were talking about.
672 plus the five, yes.
So it'll be 1172.
I'll change my motion to reflect the $1,172.
So the motion by Commissioner, is there a second on that?
So we've already went over $600 in the hole, and we've got
August and September to go. The only thing, Jessica, that I'm concerned about, is I noticed on some of your reports, to me, which I will talk to you later, I'm sorry I haven't already talked to you about it, there have been some unnecessary travel, as far as I'm concerned, that you have done. This is what, which I can show you on your paper, what I'm talking about.
I'm going to second that motion. So now the motion is approve budget amendments with an additional transfer inside the extension office from salary to mileage of 1172. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Excuse me, Judge, I'll vote aye.
All right, it passes.
I vote no.
Item D are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various commissioner court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of our roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. Donna?
Come on.
Okay, we have four properties to consider this morning.
You got that one I paid a long time on this one. I'm going to tell you.
The one was tabled.
Yeah.
The last one.
Okay.
This one here.
Yeah, tabled.
Sorry.
I tabled it.
First is in Congressional Precinct 1. The property is located at 3237 FM 726. The bid is for $8,000, and the property is described as a four-acre tract, more or less, situated in the Crestley Malding Survey. The appraisal district has it valued at $94,720. The land portion of that is valued at $30,000. It does have an improvement that they valued at $64,720. It was struck off back in February of 2008 at a value or amount of $29,025.97.
Motion to reject this bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to reject the $8,000 bid?
Yes.
To reject the $8,000 bid on the property located at 3257 FM 726. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
Yes, it does. Okay, the second property is in Commissioner Precinct 2. It's located on Dogwood Street in Orr City. It's described as lots 4, 5, and 6 of Block 6 in Subdivision B, the City of Orr City. The appraisal district had it valued at $21,000. It was struck off back in October of 2006
The bid, however, is for $1,600.
Going to have to table that, Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah.
Okay, table
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
The next one is in Commission Precinct 3. The bid is for $2,500. The property is on Red Cedar, and it's a 5.24 acre tract, more or less, situated in the David Hoover Headlight Survey. The land value is at $14,330. It was struck off February the 5th of 2009 at the amount of $6,276.74.
Motion to reject.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell, to reject the $2,500 bid on the 5.24 acres situated in the David Hoover Headright. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's rejected.
Yes. Okay, this one was the one that was tabled last time.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Precinct 3, it's on Juniper Road. The bid is for $5,000. It's on an undivided interest, if any, in a 116.3 acre tract in the Henry Moreland Survey. Okay, the land was valued at $14,500. It was struck off in February 2008 at a price of $14,766.03.
Do they own it all? I mean, it's an undivided
interest? Yeah, they actually have according to the appraisal district, it has been divided. But it's got that much timber on it. Motion to reject.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden, to reject the $5,000 bid on the undivided interest of the 116.3 acres in the Henry Moreland. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
It's rejected.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Item four is to discuss and take action to donate the Sheriff's Department surplus 1994 Ford ambulance to the Upshur County Firefighters Association. Will you just let me know if you want it back on there? Okay. The sheriff has withdrawn his request on item four. It won't require any action. Item five is to discuss and take action to purchase chairs for the Sheriff's Department Patrol Office. And I provided y'all the sheriff's request, 4 to 6 heavy-duty chairs at $295 a piece. And I wrote on there what our balances were in furniture and fixtures and in office machines and equipment. I thought those would be the two most reasonable line items to take that from.
The last chairs that were put in the patrol office, the sheriff's office, came from the district court when they were remodeled for the district court. The chairs are no longer there. Maintenance is done. All they do is salvage them now. They're efficient. I hope they're done, but the last bunch of chairs are all that. As it stands right now, the chairs they've got are broke. What few they've got in there, took one out for you.
When we bought new chairs for the commissioner's office, myself one and the secretary one, $150 all we allowed.
It makes me no difference, Commissioner, but if you buy a $150 chair with the guys working the way they work, I'll be back up here next month asking for another $100. I mean, same way for dispatchers. I mean, our dispatchers in our jail, they run 24/7. I mean, it makes me no difference. I'll buy a $150 chair, but I'll be right back.
How much were those dispatch chairs we bought? That's the same chair?
How many do you need?
So those chairs have been there since we moved, since we built the Porter Building? Since we remodeled the Porter Building? Oh, when you're talking about remodeling the district? Oh, you're talking about? Okay. Okay. I was thinking district clerk, I'm sorry.
That's the kind of chairs you need to buy then, if they've lasted this long. That's the kind of chairs you need to buy.
Well, to be honest with you, you wouldn't bother me one bit if you bought those chairs. But I'd like to move them instead of use them, because they did last a little bit longer. Now, like I said, I don't know when they remodeled it, or if that would be somebody else. But I don't have a problem with that, because y'all buy good furniture for the district board. You buy me good furniture, I can take it.
We could, if we buy the sheriff's department the chairs, we could spend the first $800 out of furniture and fixtures, what is left there, and then the balance. And this is just a suggestion. Then the balance out of office machines and equipment, which is going to be about $1,000 out of office machines and equipment.
And the reason why we look at those chairs, Commissioner, is because they have held up. Now, we have bought chairs at Office Depot for a less amount of money. We bought them redoing the criminal investigation business. Those chairs are holding up, but they're not getting the use that communications, the jail, and the parole would actually need. And I agree with Commissioner Campbell, you could buy a lesser chair and a cheaper chair, but they're not going to hold up for the type of usage you would get out of those 3 units. Now, in criminal investigation or in my office or investigative officer, we go with a cheaper chair because you don't have the amount of people sitting in it. You've got one person sitting in it 98 hours.
So you think that there's as much traffic in these patrol chairs as there is dispatch?
Yes, sir.
Because they're in the back. These are the ones in the back where the guys on patrol come in and they write their reports.
They have people coming in and taking complaints and statements and stuff like that, yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. Everywhere else in the building, we buy cheaper product because you don't have the usage. Well, when you've got the usage, you've got those 3 units, you have to buy a little better product. But it's kind of like the chairs you are down there. Those are high dollar chairs, they're good chairs. But I'm not going to buy those for the last year. I'm going to try to get the best that we've got. But like Mr. Griffin said, the district board has got good furniture. And if we can get that furniture, we can pay for it. But we took used furniture and can't remodel it.
Motion to approve the expense of 6 chairs and take the money from where Judge Fowler just recommended to take it from. That being the $800 from furniture and fixtures and $1,000 from office and equipment.
So it's
$1,800.
Roughly. It'll be $30 less than that.
What do y'all buy?
You'll have to ask the sheriff that.
Joe Bag.
Is there?
Where? Joe Bag.
The motion is to purchase 6 chairs at $295 a piece for the sheriff's department. Spending $800 from furniture and fixtures and the balance from office machines and equipment. Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to purchase a laptop for Constable 2 from JP Technology Funds. And I think we've purchased a laptop for Constable 1 and 4 at this point. JP, Constable 2 would also like one.
There's plenty of money in that account, in that JP Technology account?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It'll be a little less than $900. It should be $850.
Are we looking at the same equipment as what we bought the last time?
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the purchase of a laptop for Constable 2 out of JP Technology Funds. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
That JP Technology Fund comes from tickets?
From collections that they get from tickets,
right.
Yes.
Not tax dollars.
Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve the election judges and alternate election judges for the beginning term, August 1st, 2009. Those have been submitted to me by both parties.
Judge, looking at the names that we've got here, it looks like most of the judges and alternates that are presented to us are people that have served before. So with the exception of our Central County Station Judge, that's going to be H. Deloitte Bailey this time. So I'd like to make a motion that we do accept the names as presented to us.
How long is the term?
1 year.
1 year?
2 years, isn't it?
We've been doing it every year. I checked on that. We have the right, the court has the right to approve these appointments for a period of 2 years, but we've traditionally been doing it 1 year at a time.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the appointment list by the parties. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. We've got Mr. I'm going to skip down for just a second. Mr. Steve Simmons and Mr. Larry Struber here on item 8, which is to discuss and take action to close a portion of Reindeer Road as described in petition filed June 1, 2009 by Larry Strube. And Mr. Simmons, is my understanding we're going to table this today?
That's correct, Your Honor. We'd like to table it and come back. But a couple of issues have been brought to our attention we'd like to resolve. We'd like to come back.
When you and Commissioner Campbell, whoever, whenever y'all get ready to put it back on the agenda, y'all just let me know.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Judge, I've got some questions here. Can you tell us how much that road you just want to close and why you just want to close it for?
Mr. Strube owns property on both sides of the road. He wants to be able to move his cattle back and forth without having to trail them, haul them. Works in his operation. I mean, I know you talk to him, he can tell you precisely exactly what he wants, but in his operation, he has a large cattle operation north in the county, and he wants to more efficiently operate his cattle operation. And it's a relatively, I think Commissioner would agree with me, relatively lightly traveled road. There's a couple of issues Commissioner brought to my attention this morning. We're going to get those resolved, and we'd like to put it back on the agenda at a later time and see if I can get those and satisfy his concerns. If we get that done, then we'd like to bring it back. And if we can't, then I guess that's going to be the end of it.
So what I'm gathering here is you want to close a county road. So one citizen, are you a citizen of the county, sir?
No, sir. He's a citizen of Kent County.
So you want to close a Upshur County Road so you can move your cattle on one side.
County Road comes up to this road and stops, the Reindeer stops. The road used to be used quite a bit, but now the new farm to market road looks over. There are no houses on this except on each end of the road. I thought what the problem is with all the neighbors is trash. They got I think Mr. Campbell talked to Hallenquist, the neighbors has to go up down the road every 2 weeks picking up trash. It's just a beer drinking road. The mail does turn around at Hallenquist. It is probably a mail, but they don't use it. They'd rather go to farm to market road. The school boys might go through there once a month just because she decides not to turn around. They normally don't go through it. And that's actually all straddling the road, you know. 9 miles. And I got a petition for 12 people on it wants to close it. I have one he hadn't had it signed, but he's got it. He's within a 500 feet of Corner Market Road. Why would you drive a mile and a half up all Rough Oil Road when you just drive out Rough Corner Market Road, you know?
Struve, our sheriff's sitting in the audience here, and our road administrator both are sitting here in the audience. Sheriff, we closed a road because there was people just drinking out there or running up and down there at high rates of speed. How many roads would we have open in the county? And our road administrator, right, also, if we close roads because of litter on the side of the roads, how many roads would we have open in the county? And, sir, to allow you the luxury of closing a road, a county road, that you don't even reside in this county. But we got people that live right beside the area that you want to close just to move your cattle across the road.
With all due respect, Commissioner, there is access within a very short distance to the farm to market road from both ends of where we're talking about closing this road. This, we're not actually closing the road, we'll be shortening it. We'll be taking the county line to a point out in the county, but it's not a great distance. Mr. Struve owns property both sides of that road. In any regard, we probably need to come back to this when we put it back on the agenda.
Why it need to be closed or whatever, and just to move cattle back and forth across the road. You could bring it back. I mean, that's fine. But I find it interesting that we want to close a county road just so one person can move their cattle back and forth across the road.
Commissioner, I understand the municipal point, that's fine. We will resolve those issues, and I'd like to sit down and talk to you if I could.
Sure.
Meet with you, and if you could kind of explain Mr. Schrute's position. And I'll get the facts and the figures together and kind of explain what we do. If we can do that.
Yes, sir.
May we be excused, Judge?
Yes, sir.
And thank you all for answering my question.
Sure. And I would like to meet with you and answer those in more detail. And that's all, Commissioner, if that's possible.
I'm always up to closing county roads. It just takes liability off of us.
Liability and safety. What's it cost to maintain a mile of county road?
That's right. And if it's available, I'm all for it. So as long as we get them little details kinked out.
We need to get those resolved. If I can make y'all happy and satisfy your concerns and questions, we can close this road. If we can't, then we don't deserve to. Fair enough? May we be excused?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Strube.
Adjourned.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Zipped up on me. I thought we had one thing left. We done.